We are speaking today to Chris Purdy. He is visiting from Washington, D.C. He is the president and CEO of DKT, which is a nonprofit organization working on sexual and reproductive health rights. And we've had the pleasure of getting a talk from him today here at NORAD, which is the Norwegian Agency for Development Cooperation. So first we will hear about the main messages that Chris had today, and then he also has some very interesting points on how to reach youth. So welcome, Chris.
Thank you.
Let us hear what you had to share today.
Well, I think the main message that I was trying to communicate was, as we think about how to reach people with family planning and contraceptives and safe abortion, that we have to balance out both the public sector and the private sector. And within the private sector, more and more people are accessing contraceptives through the private sector. In fact, there was a study that was done not too long ago, studies by the demographic health surveys, where they said, 50, 60, 70% of women are accessing contraceptives through the private sector. So we need to respond to that, to what consumers want and how they want it, where they want it, at a price point they can afford. And so I think that's the kind of work that DKT is doing, is making those products available, including implants, training providers on the removal of those implants, insertion of those implants.
Please IUDs. Explain the implants to those who haven't heard
so,
about
so
them.
So the implants is it's a small, maybe a 10 maybe a three centimeter rod, a plastic rod, which has a hormone in it, and it's inserted just under the skin, usually in the arm, and it prevents pregnancy just the same way that a pill would with the hormone for 3, 4, even 5 years, depending on the kind of implant. So our providers will provide those services. And then we educate people about them, get them excited about family planning, get them excited about the benefits, and give them reasons to go out and purchase those services and products.
So what brought you to Norway?
Well, I wanted to participate in that conversation with my friends at NORAD and to send this message out and really talk about some of the issues, including some of the controversial issues. I think Norway, the Norwegian government, has an interesting role to play on the global landscape as well, because they can talk about things that maybe other governments can't. Norway is a fairly progressive place. I'm from the United States, which is a little more puritanical, and I think it's good to have many kinds of voices in this conversation, talking about it in different ways. I think Norway is a lot more comfortable with safe abortion services. So again, I wanted to be part of that conversation. I wanted to learn. I wanted to share a little bit about what DKT is doing in that space.
Yeah, and we also spoke about how important sexual and reproductive health rights are for young people. And I'd like to hear from you. How do you think the providers and governments can reach young people? Are we there yet?
I don't think we're there. I mean, if you're working in reproductive health, I think you have to ask yourself the following questions. When's the last time you sent an Instagram? Do you have a Twitter account? And if you can't answer, I can't answer yes to those things necessarily. I am on Twitter, but I'm not on Instagram. I'm still learning. And if we're going to reach young people, we have to use the technologies and the media that they use. And how can we pretend otherwise that we're going to do a very good job at it? So we need to bring them into the conversation. We need to talk the way that they talk.
Thank you very much, and have a safe trip back.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.